Now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan, I'm the host for the show. And in this episode, I would like to talk a little bit about places of power, power spots, or however you want to call that. And then I mean places like Stonehenge, for instance, world famous. And what is it that makes these places world famous? I think has a lot to do with the energy that's on these places. If you are a little bit sensitive, you can really feel that there's a different quality of energy. In general, more energy, and very often a sort of healing, enlightening sort of energy. And as they say, you have a sort of nerve system around the world, and where these nerve lines, so to speak, or ley lines, across, you have an extra powerful place. And I found, I worked a lot in Spain, and you have a whole area here in which you really can feel it's powerful. And it's even that powerful that the people, the locals, when there's a new foreign couple moving into the area, they sort of make bets how long they will stay together. And that's not meant hard, but what it shows is that the energy from that place is that strong that everything gets blown up. So when you have a lot of, you know, things running in your relationship, difficulties and what sort of negative feelings, they will get very big. And on the other hand, as I said before, I have the experience on these places. When you're there in an open state and with a healing intention, that gets enlarged. And it's the same what you hear about, you know, people have these ley lines running under their house and they do something to stop this energy in their house because, well, if you read the magazines, they all say you get cancer from that. And I think, yes, well, that can happen. Because everything from that energetic point gets enlarged. So if you're sitting there with a lot of resentment, a lot of anger, and a lot of, you know, internal pain, that gets enlarged. And of course you might end up with all sort of, you know, unhappy circumstances, let's put it that way. But as I said, if you can be in a place like that with an openness and with a healing intention, you will see that it's very, very helpful. And it's also especially here in Europe. If you look at every old church, so that would mean every church built before 1500, you could say is in a power spot. So about 1500 we got all this enlightenment thing in the culture, which meant mainly that people started to think. So their attention shifted from soul perception, which is feeling, to thinking, and thinking is in words. And when you're in mind, you can't feel. And before that time, people instinctively, I think, you know, or knew, we just don't know, put these churches and holy places exactly on the crossroads of ley lines. So what you can do, and that's what I used to do in my vacations, for instance, in France. Every France village has a church from, you know, from 1400. If you sit there for, you know, 10, 15 minutes and you just try to be silent and open, you will see that you will feel much better, that you feel relieved, that you feel much more clear, lighter in your heart, so to speak. And I think that's why these places, especially religious places, are built there, because they utilize this extra energy to let's say, to enlighten the people, to give relief to the people. And if you see how a church is built, traditionally a church is built in the form of a cross. And exactly where the two beams are crossing is the altar. And the priest is standing right in front of the altar. He's, as a matter of fact, he is standing exactly in the power spot. So you could say he's standing on the power spot, so he has all this extra energy, he has all this extra, you know, push with it. A priest should be connected to God, you know, that's his job. So he has this connection. This gets expanded. And for instance, when he gives you the hosti, I don't know, he gives you this little piece of bread, I don't know how you say it in English, or he gives you the wine, or he gives you the blessing, or whatever he gives you, it gets enlarged. And that's exactly why these places are built there, because, well, it helps you. And it's interesting to see that many of these power spots are in places where there's lots of iron in the ground. When there's a lot of iron ore in the ground, in general, that's a very powerful spot. And why is that? Well, I think it has a lot to do with that this extra energy is, so to speak, magnetic energy. And iron reacts very strong to magnetism. So what I found is all these places with a lot of iron in the ground are very powerful places. And if you can utilize that energy, that's very beneficial for all involved. On the other hand, and I have this experience too, while, you know, being in a sort of conflictual mood with somebody, and we visited these places, these conflicts got blown out of proportion. I've been to the same places with groups of people to do healing work, and the healing was tremendous. So it just depends on you, how you are at that spot and what you intend to do with that spot. So if you have power spots in your environment, for instance, old churches, or I don't know exactly how the situation is in the US, but here in Europe we have so many old churches. Go and sit there every now and then. And just try to be silent and try to feel and be open. And as I said, in general, you will feel much better. Because you utilize this energy to shift your state. And that's exactly what these places are meant for.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Some of these places can be very, very powerful. For instance, in southern France, you have a lot of caves, which also have been used by people through millions of years, but also by the Cathars. The Cathars, I think you call them in English. Some of these places are so powerful that when you just enter the cave, you feel like so touched that you feel like crying. So if you come there with a healing purpose of, you know, relieving emotional stress and getting emotional relief, that's very helpful. You just have to sit there and make a very small shift in the consciousness of the client, and you will see that, you know, this healing energy will lift them up and will pull them out of their misery. So if you have these places in your environment, please check them out. Because it's very beneficial for you. And also very helpful to let go of all all the things you're caught up in. And I think especially in these times, you know, with all this change in the world, all this economic hardship, all this, you know, people losing just about everything they thought they had, inside and outside. I think it's very, you know, crucial that you have a silent spot within yourself. And these places can help you to utilize that, to develop that. Because on your own, on your couch, you know, when things are not too happy and your family is not too happy and your outlook is not too happy, it's very easy to get stuck in all this internal turmoil, in all this internal concern and anger, fear, pain, whatever comes up. And I think it's, you know, very beneficial if you have some relief of that on a regular basis. That's also why I do these broadcasts every week, to offer a sort of relief. At least once a week you can just, just forget about everything you're caught up in, and, you know, it's all very big and usually dramatic within us. And I think, you know, if you can let go of that every now and then, it gives some space to breathe. it puts you in a place in which you can much more clearly see what's going on, what should I do, instead of running with all the in general, negative feelings. So that's the aim of this show. That's also what I said, you can utilize PowerSpot, and that's very helpful. And if you want to have it a double go, put this radio show on your iPod and play the session while being in a PowerSpot, and then you have a much stronger impulse. And that's how you can build up these things for yourself. And I think right now, that might come in handy. Because the waves are, just turning up and up, getting higher and higher. And, you have to find a place within yourself so you can deal with all these things. Otherwise, you will be swept away. So please, feel your feet, bring your attention to your body perception. Try not to be all the time concerned with everything you think, you feel, your opinions, your feelings. And try to get some relief from that on a regular basis. And I think it will be much easier for you to deal with your daily life circumstances. And as I said, also the ritual, which I will perform in a few minutes, has exactly the same goal. It's an energetic impulse. It's not music. It's an energetic impulse which helps you to let go of all the things that caught your attention. All your drama, all your pain, your fear, your internalized talking to yourself, all these things that caught your attention and drew you into this sort of cloud. Well, this ritual is structured in such a way that energetically you will be pulled out of that. And because I pull you out of your turmoil, it doesn't necessarily have to sound harmonious. I'm not a musician. I'm a healer. So the sounds is just to grab your attention and to lead your attention away from all this turmoil and to lead it towards a very open state of being in which you always exist. Right now, every moment, you are in this very open, peaceful space. The only thing is, we get so caught up with everything that happens that we forget about it. We don't see it anymore. We don't experience it anymore. And the only thing you have to do is shift back your attention. And you do that mainly by letting go of that what has captured your attention. That's what I said, go to a church just to get a relief of everything you're caught up with in the inside, or listen to a ritual just to drop all your concerns. Because if you drop that, you will see that you just exist. And that the basis of your existence is very harmonious, is very peaceful, is very open. And I think from that position, it's much easier to deal with the daily life circumstances, which might be very difficult at times, yes. Yeah, I know. So that's more or less the idea, and also from the ritual. Don't expect any nice music, although sometimes it sounds okay. But expect an energetic impulse. And that's the nice thing about this method. You do not have to do very much on your side. The energy of the ritual will pull you into this openness. You just have to sit down, and I advise you very strongly to put on headphones and close your eyes, because otherwise you will be browsing the internet, looking out of the window, doing other things which will divert your attention. So just try to close your eyes and listen to it on the headphones, because you won't hear so many noises from your environment. And just try to be open, and the ritual will pull you in that. It's meant for that. And that's so elegant about this method. You, as a participant, do not have to do so much, because everybody who tried meditation knows it's, hard and a sort of boring. And this really helps you to get in that other state. So, here we go. Just close your eyes and enjoy the show.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.